You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own unless otherwise stated and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Friday show of the Pronk Pop Show. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, your host. Today will be another short show. I've been heavily involved in trying to get the websites, both for KDUX Web Radio, Chronicle Television, as well as the Richland Chronicle, up and running. And that involves getting a menu and doing what you normally do when you're launching a website. And we do have a website for KDUX Web Radio, as well as the television station and the newspaper. I urge you to go there, especially if you're a new student, because all three sites, I just did today the first post on all three sites, have a map of the campus. Because one of the problems, especially new students have when they come to the campus, is finding buildings, because it's a fairly large campus. We have probably two dozen or more buildings, at least two dozen buildings. They're spread over a fairly large campus. So if you're a new student, you'll have some difficulty initially finding your way. What I suggest you do, if you have a computer, go to either any one of those websites, and now you'll have a map on them. And if you click the building you're going to, it'll actually send you to a large view of campus map. And the one thing I will say to new students that's rather confusing, you'll have a summary registration statement, which most students have when they register, and it'll have a list of courses, and one of the columns of the courses is the building and the room number. Now, what confuses many, many people, because I've had this question probably half a dozen times, is it'll say, for example, I'm in El Paso. It'll say RLE. Well, people don't know what, or L, I don't have it in front of me, either RLEL or RL, just E, one of the two. RL stands for Richland College. It's the E that people don't know. Well, what's an E? I'm trying to give you the secret decoder ring. If you go to the map and look at the letter E, you'll see it says El Paso and shows on the map with an E. Conversely, let's say you have a class in Sabine, it'll say RLSB, and SB stands for Sabine. You go to the map and you can find it. You take the registration summary statement and you'll go to there and you'll find the letters. Now you know how to read that and then just go to the map. Now, if you're a new student or any student, even coming back, the Office of Student Life has available to all students a complimentary copy of a student planner for the academic year. And on the back cover of that student planner is a map of the campus. We also will be publishing our first issue of the Richland Chronicle. We'll be preparing it next week. It'll be available the following Tuesday. And usually, I believe, on the cover of the first edition, we'll have a map of the campus. So we understand that new students, as well as some returning students, might find some difficulty in finding their class. And I've more on one occasion run into a student that simply is late for a class because they literally cannot find the building in the room. Well, if you're listening to this broadcast, now you shouldn't have that problem. And just go to the Richland Chronicle site or the KDUX Web Radio site or the Chronicle TV site, and on the front page, at least for the next week or two, will be that map until we start posting other articles of interest for each of those sites. The one that will probably change the quickest is the Richland Chronicle, because once we have the articles that will go in the paper, they will be posted as they're approved. So you're going to get a lot of articles coming, not this week, but starting the following week, you'll see more and more articles on the Richland Chronicle site. And you'll also have, for example, if you're interested in listening to my show, there's a link to the Pronk Pop show on the KDUC site. Actually, there's a link on all three sites. We're trying to do some cross promotion of student activities. So if you go to the Pronk Pop link, it'll have all my shows as well as a link to my companion blog, the pronkpops.wordpress.com site. Let me give that a second go, a little slower. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. If you click on that, you will get links also to all my shows. At the very top, the most recent 60 to 80, and at the bottom, the complete portfolio of my shows, except for a few of the earlier shows that we unfortunately have overridden. So with that housekeeping out of the way, I urge new students, or as well as returning students, to get involved with the many clubs. We probably have 36 or more clubs that you can get involved with, depending on what your interest is. However, I want to give a plug for both the Richland Chronicle newspaper. We had our first staff meeting, not only staff and student meeting today. We have two new editors, and you'll be hearing more about them in the future. But if you're a student that likes to write, we always need new writers for the paper. If you're a photographer, we always want photographers because we try to run a lot of photographs. So this is a great opportunity to really polish your skill set as well as interact with students that have a like interest in publishing or broadcasting. Now, you don't have to be just a writer or a publisher. We need people, for example, to lay out the paper. So if you have, for example, some expertise in InDesign, we really always need people that have InDesign experience. So most definitely come by and you can get some practical experience. We put our paper as a weekly paper, and most of the work is done Friday afternoons. So you still have the weekends, but Friday afternoons, that's when there's a big press on to put the paper to bed. So if you have InDesign or layout experience, and we will teach you if you're interested in learning that, by all means, stop by. That's EO20. That's El Paso Hall EO20. That's the room with the windows and computers inside. So please stop by, introduce yourself. We're friendly, and you'll have a good time. There's a little work involved, but you put as much time in as into it as you can spare, because I know most students have a full load of courses, either 5 or 6 courses. So this is an extracurricular activity, and some people either have prior high school experience or other college experience. Would love to take advantage of that, and you have taken advantage of the opportunities here to show and have your skill set really shine to your other students. Now, we're also in need of broadcasters. If you'd like to do either a radio or television show, please stop by also the same room and introduce yourself. We will show you our studios, both our radio studio, which I'm sitting in right now, obviously, as well as our television studio. So if you're into video, shooting video or motion graphics, or let's say you're a cartoonist or animator, we could use you both for the paper and in television. And we'd like to have more television shows, and we're putting a push on for that. So we do have courses in both radio, television, and journalism. For example, I have taken in the past courses in broadcast journalism, both radio production, radio announcing, as well as some general courses on the broadcasting industry. So it's a great way to get some practical experience. And the reason I do my radio show, my goal is simply to have a nationally syndicated radio show, 3-hour radio show, broadcast across the United States. And what I'm doing right now is practicing my communication skills. I don't have a script in front of me. This is strictly no, the difference between radio and television is this. Radio, especially talk radio, it's unscripted. I usually prepare many hours for a show, not necessarily this show. But this show, I'm dedicated to really getting the word out to students to get involved with the communications area, journalism area, and you have a wide area of choice in terms of the print media, the radio or broadcasting media, as well as television, because people have different interests. We've had students in the past that want to do television. Others want to do radio. Some want to do both. And, for example, I don't do much television, but I've shot a number of videos. Some have been aired, for example, on the rising gasoline prices. But I also, besides broadcasting, also usually every week or every 2 weeks write an article, my opinion piece, on some subject that's in the news. What I broadcast, this is an exception to the rule. I normally broadcast on news stories that are breaking, that are in the news, that people are talking about, and present you my commentary, my take on whatever the story is. Now, today, initially, I was going to talk about, there was a CNN poll that's broke about trust in the government. I'm going to touch on that, but I really don't have enough time to really develop it. So it's going to be a rather general discussion. But again, for all your new students, all your returning students, it doesn't matter what age, if you're an older student or an emeritus student and have something to contribute, and that's probably the best word to say. If you want to be a contributor to the Richland College community, one way is to get involved with either a club of your choice or in what I'm involved is in student media, either the print, the radio, or television. Well, enough said. I'll give you an update in the next couple of weeks, and then I'll switch back more or less completely to the normal format, which is to talk about national affairs. I hadn't had much time to prepare, hardly any, which is the exception, because I was trying to get our websites, all three websites, up, running, and have a menu and have all the gadgets that you need, all the widgets, if you will, and put a post, and I put a post of a map of the campus and the various buildings. So that's what I've been spending really the last 2 days on. Not completely. Yesterday was the end of the summer semester. It was finals. I took a final, and I'm pretty sure, about 99.9% sure, I got an A. But it was an interesting course, but I'm never going to be an animator. I really took the course because you need to at least enroll in one course to do a radio show or TV show or involved in the newspaper. And that's rather critical because there was a student, a former student here, that wanted to get involved, but the policy of the Richland College is that you have to be a registered student to get involved in these activities. So I suggested to the student, well, if money is an issue or time is an issue, take a one-credit course in keyboarding, because that's a very, very good course to have, because you use it in almost anything you do. The faster you can type, the more proficient you are at your job. And doesn't mean you're necessarily a secretary, but, for example, I do a lot of blogging, I do a lot of writing. Well, initially, I was one of these, you know, one-finger typist. You've seen them. Some are two fingers. And I, at best, on a good day, I could do 15 or 16 words a minute. Well, today, I haven't had a timed typing test or keyboarding test, but I think I'm somewhere between 80 to 100 words. I can really type fast. So I suggested to this person that they take a one-credit course that costs you, I don't know, $50 to take, and you can take it online. You don't even have to come to campus. So that's a great way if you truly want to get involved with student media, whatever area, take a one-credit course. Now, if you're obviously, if you're an enrolled student, you have no problem, but you need to be aware of that. And it doesn't matter what, and we've had people of all ages. We've had young teenagers, some high school students, as well as mostly college students and people, let's say senior citizens or mature adults, however you like to characterize them, and involved in all the different opportunities here. Now I'm going to completely end the commercial for Richland College Student Media, and in the less than 10 minutes remaining, kind of touch upon a couple of the major news stories that are really being, you'll hear it on the news, you'll hear it on the your television newscast, as well as in talk radio. I think one of the, the top story is the fact the United States is now re-engaged in Iraq. The president has ordered the Navy primarily to attack certain military targets, primarily artillery, of ISIS. And ISIS stands for the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They're the group of primarily Sunni, they're radical Sunnis, they're religious fanatics that want to reestablish the caliphate. And what they mean by that is a theocracy across not only the Middle East and Africa, but across the world. And they're Islamic, and this group is primarily Sunni. I would say entirely Sunni, and they're waging war against the Baghdad regime, which is largely, but not entirely, Shiite. Because if you look at a map of Iraq, you have part of it is Kurdish, part of it is the northern part of Iraq is primarily Sunni, with Kurdish. The Kurds have a separate area, and that is in the east, northern east of the country. And then the southern part of the country, the central to southern part of the country, is primarily Shiites with Sunnis mixed in. It's not just Shiites. So you need to understand the religious nature of this civil war that's going on. And it's largely between the Sunnis represented by ISIS as well as the existing current regime that the U.S. is backing in Baghdad, which is Shiite. Now, all of those people are primarily Arabs. So you got a couple of things going on. You have a major religious conflict, civil war between the Sunnis and the Shiites. But you also have a potential conflict going on, and it's really not that potential, between the Arabs and the Persians, and the Persians are the Iranians. And the Iranians are primarily Shiites. So Iran is supporting the regime in Iraq, which is primarily Shia, same religion. However, they're mostly Arabs. They're not Persians. Now, I'm not trying to confuse you, but you need to understand the players. And ISIS has been really on a rampage across Iraq and going into various towns and taking them over and really killing both Christians, Shiite, soldiers of the Iraqi regime, and it's been very, very brutal. It's a civil war, and it's primarily religious in nature, and it's fanatics, really. So the United States left Iraq, and Obama will tell you that many times, but he didn't leave in the best of circumstances. Usually you have a forces agreement between the United States and whatever nation the United States is having U.S. soldiers based in. And part of this is those soldiers, whether it's Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force, are subject to U.S. law. They're not subject to the local laws of the nation. Well, they couldn't come to agreement on that. And as a result, the United States pulled out. Now, President Obama knows this because his military advisors told him that the current regime in Baghdad, in Iraq, for it to really maintain its power, needs an Air Force. It needs both Air Force capability and it needs armor capability, in other words, tanks. And remember, a lot of Iraq is flat plains. Some of it is mountainous, but it's largely flat plains or cities. So you need this capability, and when we pulled out, most if not all of that capability went with the United States Armed Forces that left. Because, for example, if the existing regime in Iraq had air capability, strike capability. They could have destroyed much of ISIS, and we wouldn't have the situation that we have today. Because I would say upwards of a half, if maybe more, of the country today is controlled by ISIS. And ISIS, again, is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. That's just the core nations that they want to be part of it. They truly want to spread and can take control of the entire Middle East, wherever Islam is, including Saudi Arabia. Although the Sunnis are primarily the members of ISIS, it doesn't mean all Sunnis are in favor of ISIS, not at all. For example, our ally, Saudi Arabia, is primarily Sunni. They're very but it's a very religious country in the sense that is the Wahhabis are the religious sect, if you will, of Sunni Islam that control that nation. So they're not in favor of what ISIS is doing, because what ISIS would like to do is overthrow the monarchy. To make a long story short, today the President of the United States has ordered several attacks on key targets in Iraq, and will probably learn more of the details over the weekend, and I'll probably give you an update Monday. So that is the news story. Now, my take on all this is we made a big mistake leaving Iraq with not having that air force and armor capability. We should have insisted on, instead of just, we couldn't reach an agreement, so Obama surprised the Iraqis and pulled out. Well, that's what he wanted to do. Politically, he didn't want to stay in Iraq. But because we didn't stay in Iraq, and that is a foreign policy mistake, we have this disaster that's happening in Iraq today, with religious minorities being persecuted and really killed. It's genocide, folks. And we have a group, another minority, religious minority, that is trapped in a mountain. And at the base of the mountain, ISIS has forces. And that these people are thirsty. They don't have food. They don't have water. It's women and children literally fleeing for their lives, because if they approach ISIS, they would kill them. It's really a genocide going on in the Middle East. And again, this is just an example of being short-sighted. When you're dealing with a foreign country, you need to take the long view. And the long view is, and we knew it, our military people there told the president that Iraq needs an armor and air force capability. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult for them to maintain power. I agree with what the president is doing now, and I'll have more to say on our next show, but this whole situation could have been avoided, and it's just another example of the consequences of a failed foreign policy. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. Have a great weekend, and hopefully the new students, I want to welcome, and returning students, help them out finding their classrooms. Have a great day. Bye-bye.